Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Joshua.
It's me!
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. And we rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is, every table you ever sit at is wobbly, or every pair of socks is constantly slipping down and off your feet. So this is one of those, so I saw this, like we've been doing some like catastrophically bad decisions lately. Mostly looking at you, Daniel.
You're speaking directly to Spiders episode. That's fine. I can take it.
Yeah. Also, we did one on like poop explosions, and you know, these are ones where halfway through the episode, we have to put a caveat like, okay, you won't die either one you pick. Like, you will live. I thought we could tone it back a little bit, and this is something like, it's going to be fine. You're going to live, but you will live an annoying existence. Just constantly battling one of these two things.
So socks falling down and wobbly table will not kill us. You can guarantee this.
I can't, but.
I see.
I mean, maybe your socks wobble. And then, or not, your socks wobble, maybe the table
socks
wobbles.
Is a real problem.
Wobbly socks and tables that fall off your feet. it's pretty rough. Do you guys have questions, initial thoughts? It seems fairly straightforward.
Here's my initial thought. Okay, this is bringing something back that we haven't talked about in probably 35 episodes.
Are we bringing sexy back?
I immediately thought about this episode of Law & Order SVU.
Chunk, chunk.
Back in the Stabler, the Elliot Stabler days, there was this
oh, the good old days.
Cold open where he's about to interrogate a guy, and they show him go into the interrogation room and like purposely make the table wobbly and like make the lights like a little like make the light bulb like flash,
oh,
and
yeah,
flicker and shit.
Like trying to
and
unnerve
I watch
a guy.
And I was like
you are
a fucking monster, like you are.
Nothing is worse than that.
It's not. Like I was always on the fence about that guy because he was always a little shady. But after that, I was like, no, you're not the hero of this show.
That's like
you're
POW
the fucking villain.
Level shit.
Monster. But would that be okay? But so as bad as that is, would it be worse than your socks constantly slipping down and off your feet? Like this isn't just like you have droopy socks. This is like. Your socks fall off your body.
And they're just
story.
In the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah. Oh, Danielle, you have your hand raised.
I have a story about this,
question?
Actually. So, as some of you may know from following our Twitter feed, which I know so many of you do, not that long ago.
Oh, man.
Joshua and I went to Vancouver for a couple of days. You know, had some adventures. So, I got these new socks that I brought with me, and we were at the suspension bridge walking around all day in downtown Vancouver and then also at the park. And these new socks kept falling down, like deep into my shoes. And Joshua probably doesn't remember, but I constantly had to be like, stop, I've got to fix my socks. And it was driving me nuts because we were walking around, and these socks were ending up like bunched down, like in my. Like past my arch, like bunched down in my toes, and then I'd have to like take my shoes off in fucking cold because it was winter. It was right after Christmas. Take my shoes off in the cold to pull my fucking socks up. Okay, it was no fun. I've dealt with many.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was absolutely traumatic. It ruined our vacation. Never mind the fact that you know we lost power in half our house the day that we left. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't remember this ruining a vacation at all, but okay.
I know, it didn't ruin our vacation, but it was super annoying. I've dealt with many, many wobbly tables in my time. When we're at home, we're perfect Americans. We eat in front of the TV. We don't often have, like, formal, you know, dinners, sitting at a table, except for like when we have friends over or Thanksgiving or something like that. And then we go out to restaurants pretty often, but not so much lately, but you know, usually like once a week at least we'll go and we'll eat, sit down. I could deal with that. I could deal with having a wobbly table. There's wobbly tables in my life often enough. I mean, I think probably one out of every three times I go to a restaurant, we're at a wobbly table anyway.
Except so, you're not okay, thinking about not... your desk at work.
Your desk table? I was just going to say, your desk
table?
Table, your coffee, all tables.
All tables.
Every table.
Yeah.
All tables, every table. It's not just tables you eat at. It's your coffee table. It's your desk is a table. Anything, you know, piece of furniture.
Good job laying out all the tables.
That is a,
all the no, universal tables.
All the tables. Mm. Here's what I'm thinking, though, because I'm sort of leaning towards going with wobbly tables because, oh, and by the way, you can't fix the table.
Well, yeah, I figured. Like, if you could fix it, then there'd be no point.
Yeah, if you take, like, right. Like, so you can't take, like, a wadded up, you know, napkin or some coasters and, like, shove it under one side to fix it. No, it doesn't work. But you could just not wear socks.
And that's...
Like, you could just not wear socks.
That's the direction I'm going on this, because I think they make a product that you can either spray inside your shoes or put in your shoes that will make it so your shoes don't get all funky from not wearing socks.
What? Are you like deodorizer of some sort?
No, not just deodorizing, because the other thing is if you don't wear socks in your shoes enough, it breaks down the insoles, like the glue in the insoles, and then they come up.
Right.
Huh.
And there's something that stops that. I've seen this somewhere.
And, like, your feet would be cold, but, like, you could get, you know, better shoes. Like, there's ways to mitigate not wearing socks.
Thinking,
I'm not saying it'd be...
I'm not even thinking of that as an option. And out of the people in this group, I probably wear socks the least because during the summer, I wear sandals all the time.
Yeah.
So I have, like...
You could move... That's true.
An entire season where I'm not wearing socks.
Like, I... You know, we live in Washington State, and it is... fairly cold and gray and somewhat rainy, like 9 months out of the year. Everybody who listens to this, like, don't move here. We're full. It's fine.
The cost of living is ridiculously high anyway. I don't recommend it.
I know. Jesus. But we could move to a warmer climate where you just wear flip-flops all the time.
You're going to be Maybe. That dude wearing flip-flops all the time.
I assume that...
I don't know. I'm going to be that dude wearing no socks and shoes all the time.
I would assume that anything we put on our feet as a substitute for socks would do the same thing. What?
Like...
I don't know. Like if you wrapped your feet in gauze or something.
And you know, then it... Yeah, then it falls off. Like you've just made your own sock.
Okay.
So, no. No. Anything.
Like, shove my feet into two McDonald's bags and just be like, hey, there we go.
Don't you do that already, Joshua?
I'm doing it right now.
Showing off your healthy diet to everybody?
Yeah. No, I haven't. No, I'm not.
No, we're not playing that game.
You can't just... No. Homie doesn't play that. No, you can't just improvise your own stuff. You can't knit a tube and then sew one end and be like, I just knitted something.
Well,
it's not a sock.
I shoved my foot right into my cat's anus. Is that my sock?
and then put that in a shoe. No, that cat is going to slide off your foot.
Can I tie stuffed animals to my feet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
They're going to slide off your feet, though.
Damn it. I don't
think
I have to
still
that
feels
match
pretty
anyway.
Easy.
Yeah,
it
no,
does.
I think,
yeah.
I'll be honest, like, if you didn't say desk, if it was just, like, the table at the restaurant or something, to me it would be easy. Like, just make it the fucking table. But if my desk at work is going to fucking wobble all day while I'm trying to type, that is exhausting.
Yeah.
Plus, I write a lot, like, with a pen or pencil, and I'm leaning on that, and that would be infuriating.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
No. I guess I'll just start wearing driving mocks again and wearing no socks and rolling my pants up just a little bit, looking like a preppy.
Not to mention, right now, I could be wrong because I don't know how to dress myself, but
we've noticed,
I think
it's
kind of in style to wear dress shoes with no socks.
You gonna pop your collar while you're at it?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing because I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, he wears the same shirt every day.
I'm gonna find some good looking men with shoes with no socks, and you guys are gonna be like, "Oh yeah, that's totally cool."
I bet I won't do that.
I mean, for ladies, I can just wear ballet flats all the time, which I had a period a few years ago where I wore ballet flats all the time. The only thing that's unfortunate about this is during the wintertime, it gets cold, but I can wear my Uggs with no socks. They're meant to be worn that way. So,
or we could just move to... Okay, I just sent you guys a link to an image of a guy with no socks.
One image of a guy with no socks?
Yeah. And I will tell you whether this man is attractive. Nope, not no. Ugh, no, that's not a good look. Plus, his pants are a little bit too short. No.
This is from A Men's Guide to Wearing Shoes.
Yeah, look at his hair.
Socks.
A Men's
I'm
Guide
sorry, are you
to
fucking
wearing
kidding
shoes.
Me right
that's
now?
Fucking... Yeah, look at no, that. Look at the fucking is... name of the blog. Wearing
this
Shoes Without Socks.
This is DS Blog Designer Studio. A Men's Guide to Wearing Shoes Without Socks.
Okay, so
dude is not attractive.
One, you said
and
this was kind of an in thing. This blog post is from 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago.
Yeah, trends
okay,
change
I
quickly.
Said that it was, but that I don't know anything. So the fact that I'm like a year and a half late on fashion should not surprise anybody. Frankly, you haven't even heard of it yet, so you're even farther behind than me. I'm a trendsetter for you. I'm telling you about it.
Is his tie the right length?
No. Nothing on this man looks right. His belt is...
Oh, yeah. His
belt is too thin.
His tie goes to, like, his belly button.
His fucking pants are too short. His tie is sideways and too short. The cut of his shirt is way too boxy. And this is coming from someone who's wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs sweatshirt and with a Maple Leafs t-shirt underneath, okay? I'm not looking fashionable today, but I'm looking better than this dude is. Just putting it out there.
I bet our audience, this is such an interesting time for the people listening to this.
Join us next week because we critique some other random guy on the internet.
Right.
Send us your fashion pictures. We'll give you our
not only
opinions.
That, but you can't see it, yeah. So just take our word for it.
This guy's outfit is just janky as fuck.
Yeah. This guy's outfit. This horse's anus.
Okay, so we're all agreed. Are we all agreed? We're going no socks.
I'm going sockless.
Or we're having our socks fall down, but we're fighting against it by
not wearing socks.
Not wearing socks. What if, okay, and we're almost out of time, but what if I took that away? What if you had to wear socks? Would that change your answer?
No, I'd still do socks.
I might go back
You'd
to table.
You'd still do socks?
I would still do socks.
You'd go back to table, really?
Having my socks fall down drives me nuts. I mean, I told you that story, and I know it had a real emotional impact on you.
But, okay, here's a question. Here's
you told a story? What story?
Here's an answer.
What if
for
you are wearing shoes that are like a half size too small? Your socks got nowhere to go.
They're going.
It's better to not wear socks and shoes that are too tight anyway.
Well, no,
doesn't
we have
matter.
To wear
They're
socks.
Going.
Chris, change the rules. We have to wear socks.
Okay, then get now proper fitting shoes, fucker. What are you thinking?
I'm trying to stop them from falling.
It doesn't matter. They're going to
fall. Down.
But where are they going?
They're going in your shoe.
There's no room in the shoe.
I don't know where are you going.
Doesn't matter.
It's full.
Doesn't matter. No, your foot will make room. It's going to get real, real comfy.
Oh, well,
real
if that's
cozy.
The case, then I'm going to wear shoes that are always a half size too big.
I mean, I guess if you want to add.
Well, my socks
that
need
pain
a, little,
in the ass
a little.
To the already pain in the ass.
My socks need a little compartment to live in because they're going to be down there all the time anyway.
So I guess it doesn't change your mind. You're still going socks.
I'm still going socks, yes.
All right. Okay. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed socks and wobbly tables. Which would you choose? You can email us at TRTpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at TortPodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic, send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.